Good morning. I'd like to introduce my conference paper on the topic of theater in experimental space, experiments with theater space. In a Czech context, theater, but with a focus on Moravia and Silesia after the year 1945. In light of the limitation of my talk, I will only make mention several examples of theater activities in Moravia, which reflects the two characteristics of theatrical experimentation in space or with space. Within the ideologically limited atmosphere of the time, these had not only character of aesthetic stretching of official norms, but also the particularly important character of a protest against the ruling regime. From the theoretical perspective, this involved the establishment of communicative and up-to-date theater, a theater which expressed the personal views of the creators, a theater which was non-illusionary, immediate, and oppositional. Theater experimentation became most clearly apparent in the so-called alternative sphere in the 1970s and 1980s, that is, in studio productions, in club performances, and in amateur theaters. Okay. Divadlo Husa na provázku, Goose on a String Theatre from Brno, ranked amongst the most significant experimental groups in Moravia. When first established in the year 1967, it had the character of a community made up of students, writers, musicians and philosophers, representing from its beginnings the form of an open theatre. Apart from irregular dramaturgy, Divadlo Husa na provázku was also known for its non-traditional theatre space, viewed not only as a stage space, but also as a place for interpretative communication. The troupe began its activities in Procházková Hall in the house, Brno House of Arts. The basic feature consisted of the ground plan of a square extended by two rectangular side spaces, articulated by two huge columns, thereby creating natural corridors with side entrances. The floor plan for certain performances indicates the limitless possibilities of the variability of both the space along with the fantasy of the creators. The acting activity arose either in central space, gallows or songs, Mr. Buffo, or on the landing stage, Alice in Wonderland. The production of The Big Trip was created with a central viewing station with the acting performances taking place in an inner circle. This was also the case with the production of Comenius's Labyrinth of the World and Paradise of the Heart. The design of the additional production were also independent of the original space, including Am and Er, Peca versus Chorba, and Ballad for a Bandit, the floor plans of which you can see on the screen. Ayato. Excuse me. Paratheatre multi-genre and multi-kind activities were also linked with the troupe. These having never been realized to this extent in the Czech theatre scene at the time. An example was the project Theatre in Movement, which has been carried out 8 different times. All of the events link theatre performances from architecture to the outdoors, openness and communicativeness. Theatre in Movement 2 took place in the Bishop's Garden of the Moravian Museum in Brno and lasted 21 days. The event was conceived as an art carnival. Theatre in Movement, it's kiosk and bazaar. Theatre in Movement 2. Theatre in Movement 3 took place despite a ban by the government in 1987 on the terraces of the Capuchin Gardens under the cathedral in Brno with the subtitle Attempts at Movement in Culture and Thinking. The event had an interdisciplinary character with art installations and performances taking place along with stage readings and a series evening interviews with the poets Jan Skácel or Ludvík Kundera. This primary involved a get-together, drawing the audience into the world of theatre as a reflection of reality. Hadivadlo, Ha Theatre, established in the year 1974, ranks among the most significant theatre troupes to have experimented with non-theatrical space. The troupe performed in the National House in Prostějov for its first few seasons. This consisted of a large hall with a shallow podium employed as unified variable space. The space was usually closely surrounded and enclosed by the audience on three sides. For example, in the triptych Ekyklema of performances, Ekyklema, Depeše na kolečkách, The Pitch at Small Wheels, and Chaplinada, Chaplin Show. The design consisted of an incomplete arena designated for acting performances. The simple decoration for all three production consisted of an oversized chair and a large wooden crate. You can see on the screen. The performances Life from the Velvet Color of the Lily and Panopticon or Funhouse had the actors playing in the central circle of the hall with the audience surrounding them from two opposite sides. The space had the character of a street, serving to induce mutual communication by the performance. The audience was not a mere observer for the actors, but part of the created world of themes. The concepts of street, outdoor, or additional environmental theatre indicate forms of theatre activities from the 70s and 80s which anticipated the current concept of site-specific. An example is represented by certain stagings by Studio Forum Olomouc. The troupe was established in 1976. It performed an adaptation of the ancient Greek tragedy Medea for two performers in the year 1982 in the space of the Zbrašov Caves. This was the first performance ever in this space and can be viewed as one of the early expressions of the site-specific. The performance era was only indicated by a hint of decoration on an elevated surface in the middle of the public. In the end, the performance also had the character of the typical period distinction in relation to official culture, non-theatricality of space, isolation, and a closed space. The limited capacity and secrecy of the production, all enhancing the non-official aspects of the performance. An additional staging by Studio Forum in the Zbrašov Caves was in 1983, a play by Antonín Přidal, Finch with a Lute. The performance for three actors was staged as a medieval struggle with fate or with death, with the period interpretation resonating with the theme of art and its liberating power. Bílé divadlo Ostrava, White Theatre Ostrava, founded in 1967. As an amateur troupe, has a long tradition of outdoor activities and happenings in Moravia. The troupe used theatre halls and the outdoors, a typical feature of all the production of Bílé divadlo. Has been an attempt at offering the border between theatre and reality, exploring the so-called public space, that is, forms of theatrical events which are connected with seeking out possibilities for public theatrical meetings. In the project You Who Ski, based on a cycle of drawing by Martin Velišek, the grotesque by finally tragic atmosphere of a non-verbal parable is evoked by six naked skiers moving along a white canvas on old-fashioned wooden skis. The happening, The Last Supper, is one of the most provocative projects by Bílé divadlo. The participants themselves refer to it as an event in a picture in an event. The biblical theme becomes the script for a street encounter between actors and random onlookers who are invited into the picture. The project Nobody Will Ever Leave From This Picture is based on the text from the Polish theatre director Tadeusz Kantor and the writer Czesław Miloš. It has been played in the House of Art in Ostrava as well as in the outdoors or on squares. The most prominent feature in the special construction of a merry-go-round, which makes reference to the renowned staging by Kantor of the play Dead Class. This construction symbolizes the ongoing cycle of life. Additional elements are the live music, evoking the atmosphere of a carnival, and the distribution of bread amongst the audience. These selected examples cannot, of course, capture all of the forms of experimentation with space in Czech theatre over recent decades. They do serve, however, to document the fact that space became a phenomenon in Czech theatre after 1945. This was connected not only with artistic non-conformist attempts, but also with oppositional meanings and with European theatrical trends. Thank you.